May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 594. May we be enabled to pray that we too may be found in these first two verses. O my soul, with wonder tell, Jesus has done all things well, and through his atoning blood, I've a settled peace with God. Hymn 594.
Thank you. you together from the most holy word of God, two psalms, Psalm 46 and Psalm 142. Psalms 46 and 142. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. Selah. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still, and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Psalm 142. I cried unto the Lord with my voice. With my voice unto the Lord did I make my supplication. I poured out my complaint before him. I showed before him my trouble. When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then thou knewest my path, the way wherein I walked. Have they privily laid a snare for me? I looked on my right hand and beheld, but there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me. No man cared for my soul. I cried unto thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living. Attend unto my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise thy name. The righteous shall compass me about, for thou shalt deal bountifully with me. May the Lord be pleased to bless to us the reading of his most holy word and grant all needed help now in prayer. O most merciful, ever gracious, and almighty Lord God, by thee we live and move and have our being. And thou hast in thy mercy spared our unworthy lives. Ah, thou hast maintained unto us the very breath we breathe. Spare our unworthy lives to gather once again in thy courts on this thy day. Truly, it has to be said, does it not? It is of the Lord's mercies we are not consumed, for thy compassions fail not. Oh, when we consider our sins, and none can say that being without sin are in the past moments of their life, the past days, the past week. We've all sinned. And we come in as guilty sinners again, needy, sinners, hell-deserving sinners. Oh, we prove, do we not, again and again, even as the apostle, O wretched man that I am. Oh, how wretched we are, we prove it so, do we not? Again and again we prove it so, how wretched we are by nature. And what a sink of sin there is within our very breast. Prone to evil. Lord, we have to come even as the apostle, the good that I would do, that I do not, and that which I would not do, that I do. But oh, may we each be found even as the apostle, whereby we can say, but I thank God. Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this sin and death, this body of sin and death? But I thank God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Oh, may we each know even this, my hope. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. And of ourselves we have no hope. And of ourselves we are condemned under the law. And oh, if we have that good hope through grace, what a mercy indeed. A finished work. A satisfied law. That we might be clothed upon with that robe which Christ hath wrought. That spotless, seamless robe. Or if there are those still yet resting upon their own works, resting upon empty forms, dead realms, a form of godliness which hath no power, have saying within themselves, come not nigh me, for I am holier than thou. Oh, strip them of that filthy rag. Oh, bring them as beggars poor at mercy's door. May they be brought to fill their wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. And lead them unto thyself, the sinner's friend. Oh, may it be with each one of us to know my Jesus crucified. By far excels all things beside. What is earthly gain? What is earthly gain? We fast hasten on to a never-ending eternity. It stands before us each. But oh, to have Christ formed in the heart, the hope of glory. Is not this the greater riches than we shall ever obtain here below, which natural man our lusts after. And our old nature does it not, lust after those things, even as a world. But oh, may it be with each one, draw me, and we will run after thee, drawn by thy sweet resistless grace. Ah, drawn, because thou hast taken out that heart of stone and given the heart of flesh those new and living desires. Like those Greeks of old, with the Sirs we would see Jesus. Give me Christ or else I die. Ah, all earthly gain, what is it? Ah, but to have those durable riches, what neither moth nor rust will corrupt. Those riches which are heavenly, which are eternal, and which will not fade away. Lord, thou knowest each one's heart, and how we are found in thy courts this day. Oh, search each heart, we plead, convinced of sin. May we be found amongst those that smite upon the breast, crying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. O Lord, we realise we didn't in our childhood and youth, young manhood, but now we realise more and more that our days go by as a tale that is told, as a passing shadow, so they flee away. Teach us each to number our days, that we might apply our hearts unto wisdom. But oh, prepare us each, O Lord, for that great day when we shall have to appear before the Judge of all men, the one that is the searcher of all hearts. Prepare me, gracious God. Oh, may that be each one's plea. Lord, it is not a natural plea of the natural man, but oh, work it in the heart, Lord. Prepare me, gracious God, to stand before thy face. For thy Spirit must the work perform, for it is all of grace. In Christ's obedience, clothe and wash me in his blood. So shall I lift my head with joy among the sons of God. Do remember each one, then we plead. Take each in hand, from the youngest here to the oldest. Ah, none of us know when the bridegroom shall appear. None of us know, but oh, may we each be found then, in that day as a son or a daughter, by blessed adoption, an heir of God, a joint heir with Christ. There's a solemn truth in thy word. Doth it not make us tremble? Jacob have I loved, Esau have I hated. Oh, we may stand up in thy name, but oh Lord, even as we stand up in thy name, oh, prevent it, Lord, we plead, that any should be found to cast away at last. Prevent it, Lord, we plead, that it might be said of this one or that one, Depart from me, for I never knew you. Lord, do remember us each then in mercy. Work mighty in the heart. Work mighty in the heart, we plead. Is it not the power of the Spirit? To remember each one in the pathway of life, drawn from those various scenes, differing cares, differing concerns, differing troubles and trials and afflictions. Oh, do we not have it in those words, all must come, and last and end, as shall please our heavenly friend. Lord, thou knowest then perhaps those that walk in very tried paths, very troubled in spirit at times, cast down, walk in darkness, pursued by the adversary. Oh, may they yet prove that all these things work together for good. To them that love God, to those that are called according to the eternal purpose, all these things. Now life's minutest circumstance is subject to thine eye. Lord, do enable each one, then from the youngest to the oldest, and all those cares and concerns, to roll the burden upon the Lord, to cast their cares upon thee and prove, for he careth for you. May they prove in the midst of it all, yes, waste, howling wilderness, often bowed down, my grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect in weakness. To remember the dear young friends, from the babes in arms to those that are growing up and going on into life. Work mighty in their hearts whilst young in years, we plead. Ah, may they know, even as Samuel of old, the voice of the Lord God Almighty. Remember them in this dark and evil day. Preserve and keep them from evil men and seducers which wax worse and worse. Hedge them about. Guard them and guide them. And, O Lord, remember parents, we plead, and as they seek to bring up their children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, grant them wisdom. Ah, what a day we live in. Oh, how things have changed in the past 15, 20 years, or even less. Evil is called good and good is called evil. Man wants to do everything that pleases, the lust of his flesh and the pride of life. And, O Lord, grant parents that wisdom, we plead, when difficult questions may arise. Remember those in the midst of life and all the cares that concern them there, whether it is from one in their studies right through to their retirement. All the scenes of life as we journey in this waste, howling wilderness, that path allotted to each one. Undertake for them, manage all, by the way, unto the end. May they prove there is a God of providence and a God of grace. May they prove continually the sufficiency of thy grace. They're abound over all their needs, all their sins, all their wretchedness, all their poverty. To remember those in the even time of life, they feel the mud-walled cottage shake, heart and flesh begin to fail. They know of a surety their days cannot be long, their years cannot be long. We know of one another throughout the hills of Zion, brought to great age now, and the infirmities of age. Ah, weariness of the way. O Lord, may they ever prove those everlasting arms underneath them, upholding them, carrying them, bearing them. Those arms that, are they not the arms of that shepherd and bishop of their souls? It will bring them to their desired haven at last, though wearied with the journey. And perhaps they wonder, as they feel wearied with the journey, shall they make shipwreck at last? Or will they be brought to that desired haven? Or may they prove the promise true continually, for he has said, I'll never leave thee, nor forsake thee. Remember the afflicted. Ah, many afflictions there are in Zion. Some younger in years, some in the midst of life, and some in the even time of life. And do we not prove again and again how frail we are? Some of us we've had to prove, yes, that as weak and the strength in the way. And some of us we've had to prove, do we not, through afflictions that must come and last and end, as shall please our heavenly friend, but through those afflictions are brought to lean harder upon thee. We're brought to lean harder upon thee. Ah, to whom can we go? To whom can we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life, but all to whom can we go? It must be this, must it not? Who is this that cometh up out of the wilderness, leaning? To lean harder upon thee. Leaning upon her beloved. Oh, may it please thee then, sanctify the affliction, sweeten all the pain. Bless all the means used for their good, if it could please thee. Ah, and those that care for the afflicted, we think upon them also. Perhaps loved ones. Perhaps many anxious hours they spend. But, O Lord, grant them that support of thy grace in the midst of it all. Perhaps they feel at times, how can we go on? How can we go on? But, O Lord, may each one prove, happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God. In all their afflictions he was afflicted. The angel of his presence saved them. Oh, what a mercy indeed. There is that one that can compassionate our case, compassionate his people's case, that one that waits to be gracious and at the voice of thy cry will answer thee. To remember us as churches and people, on the day in which our lot is cast. O Lord, we plead, remember us. As churches and people, yes, where thy word is faithfully preached, doesn't matter what banner it may go under, but where thy word is faithfully preached, oh, may it please thee, may be a blessing this day in Zion. May it please thee to strengthen those things which remain, those things which are ready to die. Oh, may it please thee. May it be a day of rejoicing. When by thy almighty power thou dost set some poor sinner free, thou dost give that command, loose him, loose her, and let them go. brought into the sweet liberty of the gospel, and have to tell out to sinners round what a dear Saviour they have found, and point to thy redeeming blood, and say, behold, the way to God. Oh, the work is thine, the power is thine. Lord, we hear of those times and seasons when it's still, ah, blessed be thy holy name. We hear of it from time to time. We thank thee for it. But, oh Lord, may we be found amongst those, the travail in Zion. We read when Zion travailed, she brought forth. Oh, is there a travailing? Stirs each up, Lord, we plead. We might travail more earnestly, that it might be yet those brought forth to the birth, and those the dead brought to life, and those are brought into the sweet liberty of the gospel. They have to tell out a few things which thou hast done for their never dying soul. Otherwise, the very stones would cry out and testify against them. And so, Lord, we plead, remember Zion. Bless Zion this day. And, O Lord, as we plead for Zion, are there none of thy dead elect in the round the little hills of Zion, around the vicinity here, in Swavesey, the surrounding villages, those whom thou hast loved from all eternity, their names written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Ah, hasten that time, Lord, we plead, when they have to enter into thy courts, as we pleaded earlier, with a sir we would see Jesus. Ah, desiring Christ. Ah, they don't come in longing, looking for that to satisfy the flesh. They've had enough of that. They're brought in as those that hunger and thirst after Christ and his righteousness. The world cannot fill them anymore. The things of this life are there as nothing. They desire thee. Lord, remember also, we plead, the prodigals. Thou knowest where they are also. Gone away from thee as far as sheep can run. Ah, far off sinners now. Turn thee the back and not the face, but oh, may it please thee. Perhaps a word many, many years ago have found an abiding place in their heart. They've tried to smother it, as it were, subdue it. But they're proving this, I will work. And who shall let it? None can stay his hand or say, what doest thou? That work of grace, an unmistakable work of grace, and they have to return like that prodigal in all their need to the Father's household. So, Lord, we plead, remember us as churches and people. Lord, remember us also as a land and nation, how guilty we are. Truly we are guilty indeed of the most vile abominations. They're allowed, as it were, because of those laws upon the statute book. Contrary to thy law. Oh, if it could please, turn us once again and we shall be turned. Show our leaders what they ought to do. And may it yet please thee, there might be a repealing of those laws. It seems an impossibility to us. But is anything too hard for the Lord? And so we would plead, nothing is too hard for thee, and if it could be thy will. Turn us once again as a nation. There might be truly said once again of this nation, righteousness exalteth a nation. But now we're a reproach. Truly we are. for thy hand is stretched out still. Thou hast not dealt with this nation like those nations as we read of in thy word, who are guilty of such abominations. Ah, hast thou not heard the cries of the remnant? Like even as Abraham, he interceded for those cities those many years ago. Oh, stir us up, Lord, we plead, we might cry more earnestly concerning these things, concerning these abominations. But, O Lord, confessing, yes, there might be that wrought in the nation to confess our sins and a turning once again unto thee. To remember those that have the authority over us, guide them in the affairs of state. And, oh, what difficulties there are. It seems trouble upon trouble, trial upon trial, difficulty upon difficulty, confusion. Lord, guide them, we plead. And remember the Queen, the royal family, all that has spared our dear Queen these many years now and her consort with long life. The day must come, as it is with all men. Oh, may they yet know what it is to be that beggar poor. At mercy's door lies such a wretch as I, brought to cry unto thee for mercy. That which is known and felt, ah, that which is more than notion. So we would plead for them, preserve them from evil men, dangerous men. Ah, we are truly exhorted to pray for those that have authority over us. At times we know not how to pray. But Lord, take them in hand. Break their hard hearts and raise up those that fear thy name. And remember those that do fear thy name. Grant them strength to endure the taunts of the enemy. Enable them to stand faithful for the truth. So, Lord, we plead. But we thank thee for all thy mercies and favours towards us each. As we have been brought even to this day, many favours, many blessings we've received of thy hand. We've lacked nothing. And have we not proved great is thy faithfulness? Oh, great is thy faithfulness. And thy mercies have been new every morning. So, Lord, we plead, as thou hast so favoured us in our pathway and in those things concerning time, satisfy us with thy goodness this day. Send none empty away. Thou knowest those that long for a token of thy love, a token of thy mercy, of thy goodness toward them. They long to hear thy voice. They long to see thy face. They long to feel thy touch. Yeah, perhaps like that woman of old, there seems to be a crowd, a great and thronging crowd that seems to be about thee, and all their doubts and fears, a great company. Ah, dear woman, enable them also so to do likewise, to press through those crowds, if I may but touch. And she was enabled to touch. Ah, she was unable to touch. And what a blessing she received. And like dear Jacob of old, oh, those times and seasons of necessity, trials of the way, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. And as he wrestled with the angel until the break of day, oh, yes, he obtained that blessing. And so, Lord, we plead, encourage one another to plead on, to wait on. And truly, the time shall come. To a poor sinner, when they shall clearly see, not only that he shed his blood, but each shall say for me. O Lord, do help us now than we plead. Help this poor sinner. Thou knowest my need. it is great. Thou knowest each one's need. Ah, in all their great needs, Lord, bless us each together then, hearers and speaker alike. And ah, maybe that new song put in the mouth, that song of praise unto thee, oh, like that first hymn. Oh, the language there. Pardon and forgive then all we've asked amiss, and where we've failed in our asking, do be pleased to make up in giving. We plead all these things, pleading for Christ's sake and his sake alone. Amen.
Hymn number 249. O love divine, how sweet thou art. When shall I find my willing heart all taken up by thee? I thirst and faint and die to prove the greatness of redeeming love, the love of Christ to me. Hymn 249.
Oh,
seeking the Lord's help and your prayerful attention. Turn to Isaiah chapter 32 and read verse 2. This verse came to my mind as we journeyed up here, so I felt I must turn to it. Isaiah chapter 32, verse 2. And a man shall be as an hiding place from the wind, and a covert from the tempest, as rivers of water in a dry place, as a shadow of a great rock in a weary land. Isaiah chapter 32, verse 2. And a man shall be as an hiding place from the wind, and a covert from the tempest, as rivers of water in a dry place, as a shadow of a great rock in a weary land. And a man, who is this man? Is not any of our, those with whom we have to do as we walk here upon the earth, not a natural man in that sense. Yes, he was truly man, but also verily God. It speaks of Christ. That one raised up from all eternity. Raised up from all eternity, and the prophets spake of him. And in the fullness of time it was so. Took upon himself a body and nature like unto our own, yet without sin. Did not take upon himself the nature of angels, but the seed of Abraham. And blessed be his holy name. What a mercy indeed. Blessed be God. When we consider that plan of salvation, that which was, wrought out in eternity past before ever the worlds were formed, because Almighty God knew that man should sin and fall from that in which he was created. When they were tempted, were they not, and they fell under that temptation in the Garden of Eden. And from those days, from Adam's loins, we're each from Adam's loins. We're sinners indeed, sinners indeed. A man. And so Almighty God purposed that the Eternal Son should so stoop down to wretchedness and dust. I know I've often quoted that hymn, but where were poor sinners such as you and I, and especially we've been brought to see it and realize it and feel it. Where should we be? What hope would we have if we were not so? For this man of whom we tell, that's true, Almighty God, did stoop down, and what a condescension it was. What a condescension it was. Stoop down to wretchedness and dust, that guilty worms might rise. A man shall be as an hiding place from the wind, the covert from the tempest. And when a poor sinner is brought to feel his need, he has need then of this hiding place. He has need, he'll know then a little, some more so than others. But that one that comes out against, and then what shall we see in the Shulamite? But a company of two armies. a company of two armies. The old adversary stirred up, as he not, when that work of grace is begun, and that great company that comes out against him like the storm against a wall. That warfare begins. Ah, when we were dead and unconcerned, we had no need of this man. We had no need of this refuge. We had no need of this Saviour, for we were dead, unconcerned. We may have in measure, and what a mercy indeed it is amongst general mankind, as a measure of that knowledge of right and wrong. But apart from that, until the Spirit takes up that abode in a sinner's heart, he doesn't realise he's a sinner and the need he has, for he's dead. He's dead. When the Spirit shines within, and that work of grace has begun, oh, what a tempest. What a tempest then. What a storm. One coming to the courts of the Lord this day, and they feel that tempest, that storm. They feel that tempest. They feel that storm. Yes, and that tempest and that storm, is it not? Under the smokings of Mount Sinai, the tremblings there, the thunderings there, under the law. When that one is brought to see that he's come so short of that righteous law of God, that all his sins testify against him. Perhaps that first hymn, the language there. You feel, well, I long to come there, I long to come to that place. Perhaps you felt you couldn't take it upon your lips, but you desire to. It's a living desire of your soul. The portion over the top of that hymn, does it not say, my peace I give unto you? Yet it's not so. You feel it's not peace, but turmoil, tempest, wind, tremblings, fearfulness, or afraid. All your sins testify against you. A never-ending eternity stands before you, the judgment seat of God. Ah, when thou, my righteous judge, shalt come to take his ransomed people home, shall I among them stand? Come with the language of the hymn writer there, shall such a worthless worm as I, who sometimes am afraid to die, be found at thy right hand? Oh, what a mercy if it is so, a living desire. A living desire. Is it not like those Greeks of old? Sirs, we would see Jesus. You come to the courts of the Lord. Perhaps many a time and many a year it's been satisfied with the form. Satisfied with the form, but now that form will not do. You long for that, oh my soul, with one to tell. Jesus has done all things well, and through his atoning blood, I have a settled peace with God. You long, and you faint, and you die to prove the wonder. Yes, you long for it. The wonders of redeeming love you see in Christ as such a preciousness. Ah, that's that one fleeing to this refuge. So I'm fleeing to that refuge. Other refuge have I none. Hangs my helpless soul on thee. Oh, as a some poor sinner, the word, the work has been begun in your heart. The word has been sealed there by the Spirit. But ah, you come again and again. And you find often the enemy at your right hand to resist you. A great company that seems to come out against you, tempting you to give up and no more call upon his name. But there's something, ah, and is it not that sweet, resist this grace? Because it is this, I have loved thee with an everlasting love, therefore with loving kindness have I drawn thee. It's that everlasting love that's drawn, that's kept you coming, and you are. You wait at mercy's door. A man there is, a real man, do we not have it in that hymn 23? A man there is, a real man. With wounds still gaping wide, from which rich streams of blood once ran in hands and feet and side. You long, even as a dying thief, you long for his portion. Perhaps it's been the language of yourself. Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. A guilty wretch as I am, undone, foul indeed, no hope in myself. Yes, have you proved it like this? Sought it well. But the native treasure of your mind is sin, and your heart is sin, and death and hell. The native treasure. Oh, you long then for this man. You have to come with the third verse of that hymn. I'm a vile worm. I'm a vile worm. The dear dying thief, his language was this. We indeed justly suffer for our sins. But this man hath done nothing amiss. He saw in Christ such a suitability. The Spirit was working in his heart, and you come like the dying thief. You see in Christ such a suitability. Ah, that refuge then. You long for that refuge. Ah, the hymn came to my mind and also this morning. Late this morning, and as we journeyed here, it came to my mind again. That hymn of Wesley's 303. Other refuge have I none. Hangs my helpless soul on thee. Leave me not alone. Ah, that one brought then, as that beggar poor at mercy's door, lies such a wretch as I. Desiring Christ, longing for that refuge, longing to be brought into that, drawn into that cleft of the rock, by faith into his wounded side, into that place wherefore flowed the blood and the water, to be of sin the double cure, to cleanse me from its guilt and power. You feel the guilt and the power of sin. Ah, that's that wind. That's that tempest. It's a waste, howling wilderness now. It's a dry place. And when that poor sinner feels the thunderings of Mount Sinai, has a sense of that wrath of God. The place it is, he longs for that rock, longs for that great rock in a weary land, the shadow of it. It's been your plea in the night season, lead me to that rock that is higher than I. Lead me to that rock that is higher than I. Ah, hangs my helpless soul on thee. Brought to that place in of complete helplessness. A worm Jacob, cry for mercy. Led out of self, yes, brought away from where you patch up and patch up, and what do you find? The rents grow worse. Helpless, hangs my helpless soul on thee. Leave, ah, leave me, not alone. It's those lonely places, the sparrow alone upon the housetop. I know I've often spoken of it before, but ah, is it not that psalm? It is a blessed psalm, is it not, to a child of God? Psalm 107, we read there, gathered out of the lands from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south, they wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted within them. Ah, dry place, when the sins testify against you. When you see there is no hope in yourself and no help in yourself. And ah, you tremble under the law. Hangs my helpless soul on thee. Leave, ah, leave me not alone. Still support and comfort me. But you long for that comfort. You long for that comfort under the gospel. That hymn, next verse down, it begins, does it not? Thou, O Christ, art all I want. All in all in thee I find. Raise the fallen, cheer the faint. Heal the sick and lead the blind. Just and holy is thy name. I am all unrighteousness. You have to confess it. I am all unrighteousness. I felt it for a little while in the night season. I had to confess, I am all unrighteousness. I'm a sinner. I long for that refuge in the night season. Ah, has it been your portion in the night season? You long for that refuge. You long to lay hold upon Christ. You long to taste that, have a sip of that water of the well of salvation. You long for a crumb that falls from the Master's table, wearied with the journey, wearied and faint in the way. And you feel your sickness. You feel those wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. And that true confession, I am all unrighteousness. Vile and full of sin I am. Thou art full of truth and grace. As we said, the dying thief, yes, he had to confess. We indeed justly suffer for our sins, but this man hath done nothing amiss. Ah, thou art full of truth and grace. Just and holy is thy name. But I am all unrighteousness. Vile indeed, the worst of sinners, like even as the apostle. He had to say, of whom I am chief. You can't point the finger at any other now. Perhaps he did, like it was with oneself. We could perhaps look at another and we thought, oh, we haven't done this and we haven't done that. We haven't gone to those extremes or that, this extreme or that extreme. But the hidden evils of the heart. And you have to come in, I am condemned. The law condemns me. Guilty of more than one sin. Yes, if we're guilty of one sin, we're guilty of the whole law. But I am vile, full of sin. Thou art full of truth and grace. The hymn writer, I believe, he must have known a little of this man. It wrought in his heart that desire after this. Ah, draw me and we run after thee. The hymn writer goes on a little more. Plenteous grace, what a mercy indeed for a poor sinner. That revealed to him there's plenty, plenteous grace. Ah, yes, he feels how wretched and poor and undone he is. Feeling that, that wind and that tempest. And feeling it to be a very dry place, thirsty indeed, needy indeed, but plenteous grace. Poor sinner, poor needy sinner, it is so. The word declares, I know I've spoken of it before, but it comes to my mind, we read in Ezekiel's prophecy that river. I believe it's referred to, is it not, in Revelation, that flows from beneath the throne of God and the Lamb. It wasn't just a trickling stream. But there's enough, the plentitude there for every sinner from Adam's day down to the end of time. Even for the most foul and wretched and undone. And Ezekiel, the prophet, he was shown, was he not, in a vision, that river of grace, not just to the ankles, to the calves, to the loins, but waters to swim in, waters that cannot be passed over. Does that suit a poor one? Yes, it's a dry place at the moment. This is those rivers of water. The hymn writer put it in this way. A fullness resides. A fullness resides in Jesus our head that ever abides to answer your need, my need. I said in the night season, our troubles came, I had to confess. I'm a sinner in need of mercy, a sinner in need of mercy. And I trust I proved as a hymn writer, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. And it's those times and seasons, it's our sins that trouble us most, is it not? Our Lord brings in, yes, it brings us into those spots and places, perhaps for affliction or trial. But it's in those times and seasons we have to confess, I'm vile and full of sin. I do not deserve even the least of thy mercies, but as venturing by faith. Venturing by faith. Oh. A refuge in Jesus, the gospel makes known. It is so. And you'll prove there that in that refuge there's a fullness of his grace. A fullness of his grace to however wretched and poor and undone and vile you feel to be. Plenteous grace. With thee is found. Grace to pardon all my sin. Your sins, my sin, poor trembling one. Ah, the Lord knows, yes, your heart and all your desire. And perhaps your wishes which seem so weak. But Jesus inspires and bids thee still seek. And you come again seeking, desiring to know. Desiring to know that fullness that resides in Jesus' hand that ever abides to answer your need. And you'll prove that fullness of that river of grace, that river of mercy. The dying thief rejoiced to see that fountain in his day. And you long, do you not, to see that fountain? Oh, I believe if one desires to see that fountain, they long for the application of that precious blood. I believe they'll be shown it in measure. Yes, it's through the lattice of the gospel. But what a mercy from time to time when a poor sinner feels the application of that blood, feels the efficacy of it. It quenches the thirst of that dying sinner. Ah, yes. All his sins that testify against him. He's thirsty. Feels ready to perish. Ah, yes, and he has to confess, but hell is my portion. And he's brought to taste that the Lord is gracious. Little taste of that healing stream. Plenteous grace with thee is found. Grace to pardon all my sin. Let the healing streams abound. Make and keep me pure within. And you're brought to sin of yourself. You cannot keep yourself. You'll never be able to keep yourself. And so there's that need of that mercy. You'll prove it, and you'll have to prove it all the days of your life. That fountain, home for all sin and uncleanness. And a man there is. This man shall be as an hiding place. The hymn begins at 303, Jesus, lover of my soul, let me to thy bosom fly. While the raging billows roll, while the tempest still is high, hide me, O my Saviour, hide, till the storm of life is past, safe into the haven guide. Oh, receive my soul at last. Oh, if that's your desire, I believe it will yet be answered. A man there is, a man shall be as an hiding place. From the wind and a covert from the tempest. As a rivers of water in a dry place. As a shadow of a great rock in a weary land. The next verse declares, does it not, and the eyes of them that see shall not be dim, and the ears of them that hear shall hark. Ah, what a mercy, that work of grace, that work of the Spirit, the power of the Spirit, is not left to man. It's not left to man. And some have been brought to rejoice in that. There's nothing of man. But this heavenly potter shall do, will he not, what seemeth him good? Will he fashion that? Ah, he'll fashion that vessel and make it that vessel unto honour. Ah, that refuge then. Oh, that refuge, even as a psalmist then. Spirit may be overwhelmed at present. Overwhelmed within me. Thou knewest my path. I looked on my right hand. Does it feel like that? Yes, you won't find any help in a fellow creature or yourself. I believe we spoke earlier in that way. This refuge in Christ. It'll be revealed to you then, as we said, through the gospel, the lattice of the gospel. I looked on my right hand and beheld, but there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me. No man cared for my soul. I cried unto thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my refuge, as a living faith in exercise. When you see that one that has so wrought that in your room, place, and stead, oh, what a place, what a path he had to walk out, but it'll break your heart. Melt your heart when you're brought to see Christ, that one, yes, that trod the winepress, trod it alone. Whereby it caused him to cry out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And there's a hiding of his father's face. I looked on my right hand. Well, were it not so? Yes, you may walk in a path like that at the moment in measure. The dear Lord accomplished all. He satisfied that broken law which separates you from God. He satisfied that law in every jot and tittle and cried out, it is finished. It is finished, a finished work. But he trod that path alone in the sinner's room, place, and stead. I looked on my right hand and beheld, yes, he compassionates the sinner's gaze. He waits to be gracious. And at the voice of thy cry will answer thee. He'll take up that poor sinner's petition and offer it unto his Father at the throne of grace there. Pleading what he hath done in their room, place, and stead. Pleading the law which is satisfied. We read concerning that high priest. We read concerning the high priests in those times of old. They had to. They went in yearly, did they not, into the holiest, not without blood. They had to go in with the blood of the sacrifice. But this one that trod the winepress alone, bore the wrath of God, bore the hiding of his father's face, shed his own heart's blood. Poor sinner, that will satisfy your thirst. When you partake by faith of Christ, and it's that precious blood, that sin-atoning blood. Precious blood. Oh, I can remember that time when it was made known to this poor sinner those years ago. I failed to be so wretched, such a wretched sinner as I sat in the courts of the Lord. Felt so wretched. I deserved an endless hell. And I had to confess I was vile indeed to plead for mercy. These words came, I have washed thee and made thee white in the blood of the Lamb. I have washed thee and made thee white in the blood of the Lamb. Ah, that finished work of Christ, his shed blood. As we said, that glorious high priest, our advocate, your advocate, he has entered into the holiest with his own heart's blood. All for sin could not atone, but thou must save, and thou alone. The time has gone. But ah, poor sinner, desiring that refuge, needing that refuge, I cried unto the Lord, unto thee, O Lord, I said, thou art my refuge. Thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living. Still upon praying ground, the door of mercy still stands open to the poor and the needy that knock by the way. Attend unto my cry. As we read that psalm then, perhaps it came to that verse, and oh, that was your petition also. Attend unto my cry, for I brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, said a great company. The old man of sin within, Satan himself, all his hellish crew, seem to conspire against you, for they're stronger than I. Bring my soul out of prison. Bring my soul out of prison. You long him like as Lazarus of old. Loose him. Loose her and let them go. And oh, what we read then as that psalm concluded, that I may praise thy name. Ah, and you will have to praise his name. For you're brought to see there is no hope in yourself and no help in yourself. And like this poor sinner as they stand up before you now, had to tell out to sinners round, yes, had we not done so, I believe the very stones would testify against us. To tell out to sinners round, what a dear Saviour you have found, and point to his redeeming blood, and say, behold the way to God, that I may praise thy name. The righteous shall compass me about, for thou shalt deal bountifully with me. All that hope in exercise, may it be so. Ah, oh, may the Lord so favour some poor sinner. Ah, oh, they're unable to wait on and to plead like Jacob of old, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me.
The collections last Lord's Day for the Trinitarian Bible Society local auxiliary amounted to £1,938.02, for which we are very thankful. God willing, Mr. Burgess will address the Sunday school this afternoon and administer the Lord's Supper after this evening's service. And there will be a prayer meeting tomorrow evening with an address by Mr. Adrian Pickett. Mr. Pack is expected to preach on Tuesday evening. And next Lord's Day, God willing, Mr. Izzard will preach in the morning, and there will be a reading service in the evening. Let us close with hymn 732. Indulgent God, how kind are all thy ways to me, whose dark benighted mind was enmity with thee. Yet now, subdued by sovereign grace, My spirit longs for thy embrace. Hymn 732.
Lord God, how kind.
needs of one another. Those lonely places which they walk in, feeling at times like the sparrow alone upon the housetop. Oh Lord, we plead, yet manifest thyself to them in love and mercy. Oh, may it yet please thee that Christ, yes, I will reveal thyself to them, their hope of glory, to speak peace and pardon into the soul. Lord, we plead for it. Cover the mantle of thy forgiving love over all thou hast heard and seen amiss. To be pleased to come up as again in the evening hour, but also as enabled in the afternoon with the young friends. But, O Lord, burden us each with real exercise. Burden us each with those hungerings and thirstings after thee and after thy righteousness. Oh, leave us not to those dead rounds of empty service, a form of godliness which hath no power. For how will that stand us in that day when we have to appear before thee? Oh, take us each in hand. And now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us each, now and forevermore. Amen.